I want to make clear that what I'm about to say are my own views and not of All Extinction Rebellion. I want to tell you about my mum. Thank you very much for asking me to come and speak. What I have to say is important and emotional, so I've written it down and I'm going to read it to you. I want to make clear that what I'm about to say are my own views and not of All Extinction Rebellion. I want to tell you about my mum. She was a Methodist preacher from Manchester. For 50 years, she spent all her free time raising monies for NGOs like yours, Oxfam, Christian Aid, Amnesty. She'd have me counting up the money on Sunday afternoons after church. She would tell me proudly each time how much money she'd raised. She was a difficult woman because she felt the pain of injustice and suffering. She said what she thought. She was emotional and abrupt. She had a reputation. Many people, mainly men, thought she was overdoing it, should calm down, be rational and sensible and reasonable. The NGOs in this country were built on the work of thousands of women like this. And it is in memory of my mum, in my mind, that I'm going to talk to you now. I am so fucked off. I am so fucked off. It is several decades since I was asked to speak in front of an audience like this. I was a top student at London School of Economics, but I opted to exit the system after my first year and spent 25 years working 60, 70 hours a week for less than £100 a week. First in this inner city and then growing food in rural West Wales. Manual labouring is no way to build a comfortable, secure career. But I have never had any intention of being involved in a system dedicated to greed and stupidity. A few years ago, it rained every day for 7 weeks. 15 acres of vegetables rotted in the ground. Everyone lost their jobs. I was out of my head with horror and stress. Then we had the coldest winter ever, and I lost all the winter crops. Then the warmest April, then the dullest August, the list goes on. Last year it didn't rain for 12 weeks. It was the hottest